New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da. J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. There are solutions to problems, and then there are dadlutions to problems. Sometimes better, and sometimes far worse.
And sometimes the words are even worse than dadlutions.
It was tough. We did spend way too long coming up with something better, and that's then we decided let's just go back to that. It makes no sense.
And Vanessa still can't pronounce it.
It's time for the father of all giveaways.
The father of all giveaways.
We'll take your calls at 800-520-1067. And what will someone win right now, Allie, here on K-Rock?
Well, you could win a 75-inch TCL. Hold on a minute. Where's my paper? TCL QM7L TV and a TCL Q75H soundbar and a Vons Albertsons Pavilions gift card for all your grilling needs.
So everything you could possibly need to make this the most epic Father's Day ever. That TV will be there so you can ignore your kids and family for the foreseeable future, or maybe they gather around, you all watch a movie together. Think of all that sports, all the Dodgers, all the football you could watch on that amazing TV, World Cup action as well. It's just unbelievable.
And then you read the specs of these TVs, and they're like, it has over 2,500 dimming features. Mm. Like, that's so many, so many dimming levels.
It's unbelievable. We were inspired for this topic during a recent petty claims court on the show when we did hear from a mother that was complaining that she didn't like the way that the dad dressed their kids for school. And that's when we learned this. It was a real dad-lution.
I wear mittens. And it's hot.
Oh, she's wearing mittens today?
I got a complaint that it's cold in the morning, so I bought her some mittens.
These are such guy solutions.
So she said she was cold, and so you sent her to school in mittens.
Gloves?
Yes.
That's a real dad-lution right there. She's chilly. Let's just give her mittens, and she can wear them to school. We say good morning now to Mary on K-Rock, 800-520-1067. Got to give this TV to someone. Might as well be you. What's up, Mary?
Hi, good morning, everybody. Shout out to NetBangers.
Nice.
Shout out, NetBangers. What was your dad, Lucian?
So, a few years ago, I got hit by a car. So, anytime I was in a vehicle, I would get extreme anxiety from being near, like, any other cars or being on the road. But I needed to get to my doctor's appointments and physical therapy. So, my dad had the bright idea of blindfolding me anytime we were on the road. But he didn't think about how that would look to everybody else. So we would get the craziest looks, he said. And I think the most concerning part was that nobody ever even bothered to call the cops.
Yeah, no one even pulled you over.
Yeah, I could have been kidnapped.
Right, so his plan was,
right,
rather than you just close your eyes and put on sunglasses like a normal person, we're going to put a blindfold on you, and you're going to sit there so you're not freaked out by cars, right?
Exactly.
And was this while you were in the passenger seat or the driver's seat?
Yep.
No, I was in the back.
Oh, in the back.
Oh, my God.
I had a broken leg. So.
I was in the trunk.
Man, even more of a, that's such a funny dad-lution right there. Well, I got a solution. I'm going to blindfold you.
Makes
throw
sense
in, the back.
In a dad's mind to go, well, you can't be afraid of the cars if you can't see them.
Right. Like, I get that. I understand that thought process right there. We say good morning to Anthony now as we are celebrating some of the fine dad-lutions that you've either come up with or grew up with. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, when I was younger, I broke my arm and my dad took a broom handle and layered it, like measured it out to my arm, put it down there, and then taped my arm and said, all right, you're good to go.
Nice.
So rather than go get you professionally checked out by, I don't know, urgent care, a hospital, ER, whatever, he says, I can go ahead and solve this. Broken arm, and it was part of a broomstick and tape?
Yeah, and then, you know, like when my mom came home, she asked, like, what happened? He's like, I didn't want to interrupt my football game, so I just did a temporary fix.
So yeah, broom has so many functions for a dad other than sweeping.
Temporary fix.
Be a weapon, be a splint.
And did you immediately have to go get that looked at professionally, or did that actually heal your arm?
No, I ended up getting a cast, you know, a few hours later. But
I wonder when the mom came home and said, "What the F are you doing? Let's go to the hospital."
I wonder what the people at the hospital thought when he walks in with a broom taped to his arm.
And the dad was probably like, "Yeah, he's good, right? Yeah. We're just here as a formality." No, you need to be X-rayed.
You can sit over there with all the other broom arm kids that the fathers also thought they solved the problem at home. Hey, Kim on K-Rock, good morning. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
What is your dad Lucian that you experienced growing up?
When I was either in kindergarten or first grade, I was like really skinny. So I got a note sent home from my teacher that my pants were constantly falling down. So my dad's solution to that was he put duct tape instead of buying me a belt.
And he decided to tape the duct tape around the pants to cinch them around your waist better?
Yeah. So he put it around the waist, but he had the first day was a flaw because I couldn't take it down. And so I took it
Yeah, you had to break the tape to pee.
First day you had an accident there. It's an early lesson that women learn about. It's very hard to take off outfits when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, all these solutions would warrant a phone call from Child Protective Services.
Every single one of them. But by the way, every dad probably thought, huh, I am a genius.
Well, boom, problem solved.
She wants me to go ahead and spend belt money? I got a million belts right here in this roll of duct tape.
And dads think that they can fix everything with tape. I mean, duct tape is so strong. Don't you mount TVs with duct tape?
Well, here's the thing. And I have mounted, it's not duct tape. I've mounted TVs with double-sided adhesive before.
Oh, sorry, worse tape.
But an even worse Dad Lucian solution that my wife had given me the task. My kid bought one of those stupid malaria nets to put around her bed. One of those,
What?
Not malaria. I mean, they're not for malaria, but they're, you know, one of those like princess.
Like a fancy princess.
Like a princess net. She wanted to have a net around her bed, like a net.
So you can't see me use my iPad and buy all your Roblox.
So that's when she was much,
princess.
Was much younger. This is when we were transferring her from the crib to a bed and she wanted to feel a little secure. And my wife said, "Can you figure out how to put this net up around her bed?" And I said, to keep the malaria out. And she goes, "What?" And I go, "Well, I don't know. I think that's why you bought this thing." And apparently you're supposed to find a stud in the ceiling and drill in. I wasn't going to deal with all that. So I just realized that with 10 Band-Aids, I could tape the top of the hook part to the ceiling.
You didn't even use actual tape?
No, because I thought it would rip apart. I thought it would rip off the paint on the ceiling. So I just used, first I used 3 Band-Aids, but it wasn't enough to hold it. And then I just kept adding Band-Aids.
And was 10. Did it work? Waterproof?
Yeah, dude, 10 was the number. But yeah. So it kept, but then she finally one time was laying in bed with my daughter
you
reading a book.
It gently.
And she looked up and she's like, did you attach us to the ceiling using a bunch of Band-Aids? I'm like, sure did. And she's
they
like,
"They don't even match the ceiling."
Yeah,
it's like so obvious.
Yeah, it was very obvious that I had used Band-Aids. And then, yes, Allie's right. Once there was a little pressure, once she rolled over just a little bit, the whole thing came down. But that's it lasted for weeks, so I feel like I still did my job. Hi, Octavio. Welcome to Dad Lucian's on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey guys, good morning.
What does your dad do? What do you do?
So my kids wanted to take some Lunchables to school because all the kids got Lunchables. I said, "I got something better for you. I got Dadables. I had some old crackers in the fridge. I had some old crackers in the pantry, some cheese, cut up some ham, threw some jalapenos on them, and we called them Dadables. We still use them today."
So you save all that Lunchable money by making Dadables, and the major difference is you put sliced jalapenos in there?
Yeah.
Everything else seems like the same ingredients.
Whatever you want to throw in it, we got it.
I like that you also said you had old crackers in the pantry and old crackers in the fridge.
Yeah, everything's old. It's just all old. Can we just get a Lunchable?
Old crackers in both places.
No, we got all these old crackers all over
everywhere
the house.
Everywhere as far as the eye can see, old
Matthew,
crackers.
Matthew, good morning. It's time to talk about Dad Lucian. Someone's going to leave here with a giant brand new TV, bunch of money to spend on meat, beer, get you ready for all things Father's Day. What is it that's going on with your Dad Lucian?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, mine is actually fixed my daughter's toilet with dental floss. I was visiting 2 years ago, and the chain broke. We're up in the middle of nowhere. She lives in the boondocks. Grabbed some dental floss, but plunger works.
Wow, that's incredible.
Every once in a while, you just need a guy like this that has one that actually holds and survives. And then you go, all right, all of the duct tape pants on moves seem like at least they came from a good intention place.
The fact he was able to tie the dental floss.
That's just tying a knot. That's not that impressive.
Yeah, but you're doing it with a toilet. I mean, that's like proper toilet repair, especially that can they can charge you like hundreds of dollars for fixes like that. And it is like cost no money.
Kelly, what happened to you?
Hey guys, what's up? So
I am what you call or what is known as pigeon-toed, and I wore my shoes out faster than my sister when we were younger. And instead of buying me new shoes, because my sister's shoes were still good, my dad super glued the soles of my shoes back onto the shoe until my sister's shoes were worn out and ready to give us both a new pair.
That's, cool. Once again, that's a dad. That's a great dad Lucian right there. Why not buy his shoes?
Kid.
All you need is some, you can do a lot. So a lot of problems solved dad Lucian style with crazy glue. If you think about it.
Oh, yeah. I think glue and duct tape is solving most problems for dads.
All right, Felipe, we give you the we have to make a decision, Ellie. Someone's got to leave here with a brand new TV. Felipe, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, sweet dudes, guys. When I was younger, maybe around 7, I was hit by a car. My dad's solution was to pick me up from the fetal position, take me to my aunt's house, stretch me out on the couch, and wait.
And wait for what? If your heart doesn't stop in 2 days, he's fine.
That's about what it was.
Yeah. But I think moms have the answer. A lot of times moms go, immediately, let's go to the ER. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I know. And that's what people want. They want to go through the proper protocols to make sure that nothing was missed. They want peace of mind. Dads really don't need peace of mind.
No. It's just how do we solve something quickly and affordably?
So that I can move on to the next thing.
In that Nate Bargatze movie that's out, the wife leaves town for a while, so he's home, and the kids are trying to figure out why they keep smelling like their mother, and then they realize that the guy got so sick of doing laundry that he would just spray the mom's perfume on the pile of dirty clothes and kind of mix them around. That was his solution to doing laundry.
It works for a little while. Usually these are all temporary solutions.
Yeah, they are. All right, we got to decide. TV to give away. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for everyone for participating. Once again, a TV a day, every day this week for Father's Day. Come back and announce the winner. Give that thing away next on K-Rock.